is the MJ Morning Show podcast. Initiate procedure. Okay, the MJ Radio Network. We are go.
Now, stand by for the MJ Morning Show.
What's up? It's the MJ Morning Show here on Q105 as we get rolling here on a Thursday. Got a couple of texts yesterday. This was yesterday late afternoon, early evening, and the texts were both very similar in nature. Hey, did they find a body in the Carlton Reserve down in Sarasota? And the rumor, I guess, going around was that the Sarasota Sheriff's Office was brought back in or maybe asked by the FBI to assist. So there was more police activity. It was stepped up a bit in the Carlton Reserve yesterday. And I guess that caused sort of an online discussion and rumors started flying that they found the body. Could it have been Brian Laundrie? So, did anyone else text you, Fester? Did you get any texts yesterday?
No, the sheriff of Sarasota County failed to text me directly, so I'm very put off by that.
All right, well, just checking. No, but I had two people, and then I, you know, immediately went over to, you know, do some searching, and I saw, you know, tweets from media that the police activity had stepped up at the Carlton Reserve. But listen, this is also, as I believe, like North Carolina sightings of Brian Laundrie are up to like, I don't know, a dozen or so.
It all started with the Appalachian Trail guy in the white truck.
And that guy, by the way, he said he was 99.99. Hold on a second. Hey, Coop, that's the 911 call that you have handy, right? Is that the?
Yes, it should be on your screen.
Right, I got it. So this was the dude that claims that he's 99.9% sure that he saw Brian Laundrie, and this was, what, days ago, right?
I think I saw it over the weekend, maybe Monday.
Hold on, let me listen to this.
Haywood County 911, what's the location of your emergency?
I'm on the highway right now, but I ran into Brian Lauer just a little while ago.
Lauer?
He's okay, related. Where did you see him at?
I was at the parking lot for the Appalachian Trail. He was driving a truck, and I stopped and talked to him. It was a white truck. I think it was a Ford F-150. I'm not 100% sure of that, and it was kind of a newer model. It wasn't like an old beater. It was a newer truck. I was making a U-turn and in the road, and he came up behind me, and he slowed down and kind of flashed his lights, like telling me, oh, go ahead and go, and I'm going to wait for you. And as I turned around and I'm coming back by him, he's waving his arm out of his truck, like for me to slow down. And I pull up next to him. He was talking wild. He said that his girlfriend loved him and he had to go out to California to see her. And he was asking me how to get to California. And I said, well, you can get on I-40 right there and drive west, and you'll get there. And he said, no, I think I can go this way, and kind of left. But he was acting funny. And I wasn't sure about what he looked like. And then I went and parked and pulled up the photographs of him. And I'm 99.99% sure that was him.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I said 99.9. I was incorrect. No. I was I was wrong. It wasn't 99.9%. It was 99.99%.
I would also like to
I would like to ask him how far he can extend pi. You know, 3.1415.
He is much more confident than pi.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
I'd like to congratulate the North Carolina 911 system for the absolute best 911 recording I think I've ever heard audio quality-wise.
Good. Yeah,
because usually you hear a 911 call, it's like it's all scratchy and you can barely make the guy out. And this one was actually really fantastic. Yeah, but as far as MJ yesterday with the Carlton Reserve, I just know that they went back to search for something else. I don't know that they found anything yet necessarily.
You know, by that guy calling and saying that he'd seen him, how many other North Carolina residents who think they saw him are really just on the lookout for him now and are seeing every bald guy that matches his description?
Every bald guy with a beard. That dude's name was Davis, right? Yeah, his last name was Davis. And remember, he's from Florida, I believe. That dude, Davis, that's 99.99%. He's from our state, and didn't he say previously in an interview that he's a professional and he doesn't get things? He's very detail-oriented.
Yeah, he was very proud of his career and that he's not a fly-by-night hillbilly on the side of the Appalachian Trail looking for white guys.
I saw a story last night that there are seriously like a dozen sightings now. North Carolina has the most Brian Laundrie sightings. He says like, does he think he's looking for Matt Lauer? Did you hear the beginning?
Yeah. Haywood County 911. Listen, what's the location of your emergency?
Listen,
I'm on the highway right now, but I ran into Brian Lauer.
It's Matt Lauer's brother.
He emphasizes it so much too.
I ran into Brian Lauer.
He asked me to come into his office.
Exactly. And apparently, Brian Lauer also has a button under his desk that closes the door and locks young, hot interns into the Today Show Matt Lauer office.
I would actually believe that about this creep.
All right. Hey, folks, we are just getting rolling here on the MJ Morning Show on Q105. It is a busy morning. I got a whole pile of morons in the news to get to. Froggy, we got to deal with your issue coming up this morning. Froggy's got, a problem he's got to address with his wife. You know, we don't hear about many Froggy Kim wife issues, but today that's going to change. Yeah. Oof. All right, so hang on. It's the MJ Morning Show on Q105. We are back in moments.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
911, what's your emergency? Hi, I think I saw Matt Lauer on the Appalachian Trail. I still love this.
So I ran into Brian Lauer.
It's Matt Lauer. I ran into Matt Lauer and Brian Lauer on the Appalachian Trail.
I ran into Brian Lauer.
And then another 911 call came in. 911, what's your emergency? Hi, I ran into Al Roker on the Appalachian Trail.
Screw you.
Yeah, maybe.
Screw you.
Brian Lauer's like his brother, and he's doing a live shot from there.
Screw you.
Oh, boy.
I didn't need to, but I did. I looked up Matt Lauer's IMDb report to find out who his family members are.
Does he have a brother named Brian?
He does not.
Does he have any siblings?
He has a sister named April.
April Lauer?
Yes.
April Lauer brings May flowers?
That's a stretch.
April Lauer's bring May flowers? You think that's a stretch?
I mean,
all right, so I have a listener inquiry here. That, I like to pride ourselves on our customer service feedback. And, you know, if somebody has a question, got an email, MJ, so glad you're back on the air with your morning show. I get to hear the first hour of your show while driving home from my overnight shift. Let me just cut to the chase here. I highlighted a couple of things. Earlier this week, I got home and falling asleep, I generally have your show playing. And I don't know if I dreamt this or if you made this up. I tried to do a search and could not find the story. Did you guys do the story about a young woman that died because her bra was too tight?
Did we?
I had to think about this for a minute. A woman that almost died because her bra was too tight. Roxanne, I think you know what she's asking, right?
I do, because I chimed in on this. It was actually tight pants.
It was tight pants, yes. So, Lara, L-A-R-A, Lara, thank you for the welcome back. I appreciate you listening. So I'm imagining if she's listening to the first hour, she's listening right now while driving home from work. Let me address this. It was tight jeans shorts. So you didn't imagine it. I mean, you heard us speaking about a woman that claims she almost died.
Yeah, she didn't die.
No, she did not. Luckily, she survived. But the story was about a woman in North Carolina that recently shared her story online. And her claim, it's got like millions and millions of views. It went viral on that. Oh, I hate TikTok. But that's where the thing went viral. It, like millions and millions had viewed this thing. And the woman went out. I'm trying to remember the detail. Oh, Fester just brought up the story.
Yeah. A woman named Sam out of North Carolina, right. 25 years old. And she told BuzzFeed initially that she got a life-threatening infection after wearing really tight jean shorts on a date.
She was on a date, like an eight-hour. It was like an all-day date. And I guess, was she trying to, like, turn the guy on? She was wearing these ridiculously tight jean shorts. And she ended up getting an infection in her butt. Because of her tight shorts. It chafed her skin so badly that she developed cellulitis as well as sepsis. And the woman, thank you for bringing up the story. The woman, I was just going to go with more of the cursory details, and I didn't know if I needed to bring in cellulitis and sepsis. Well, but Fester's very medical in his approach here on the MJ Morning Show.
If you saw medical, I am.
So, Laura, however you pronounce your name, thank you. It was not a tight bra, tight shorts that almost killed this woman. So, Laura, next time you are thinking about wearing extremely tight pants, think about this 25-year-old North. They almost had to remove part of her butt, right? Wasn't that part of the story?
Well, she had this infection, and you know, the best way to get rid of it is to cut it out. She would have to lose half her butt cheek.
Yeah. So you're showing off your booty in your tight short jeans, and then the sad thing is you're not going to end up not having part of it anymore. Well,
that is true.
So has one cheek.
Well, here, she almost had to have an assectomy.
Right.
And a then cheekectomy.
The jeans would have fit perfectly with half an ass missing.
And almost had an assectomy. So, Larry, you dreamt half the story. It wasn't a bra. It was tight pants. So, we'll give you a half credit for that. All right? So,
give you half credit.
Like a half ass.
Yeah, there you go.
Like this lady almost had.
Half ass listening. So, listen, I fall asleep to the radio every night. Michelle hates
that's it. Weird.
What do you mean it's weird?
Well, that's what children do.
I did that when I was a little kid. I used to listen.
That's what weird. You can't let it go.
So, what's the problem if I want to fall asleep listening to the radio? I like
because you're like a little baby. You need your little necessities, your little comforts.
I need oral stimulation.
Whoa!
So you need that to fall asleep? And then
hold on a minute. I'm sorry.
You see the way I'm looking at you?
Dude. Oral, A-U-R-A-L.
Oh, aural.
What is wrong with you?
Aural. Okay.
What is not? What do you think I said?
Well, you said oral.
I said oral. A-U-R.
It sounds the exact same.
One's oral and one's oral. Hey, Fessy, right?
Can you bring up the Merriam-Webster Talking Dictionary, please?
Yes,
he's already a step ahead of me. Look at this.
If you had said aural, then that's what it is.
The word oral, roll the Talking Dictionary.
Oral.
Hit it.
Oral. Oral.
Say it again.
Oral. Oral.
A-U-R-A-L. The oral. Definition on the Merriam-Webster Dictionary is oral, A-U-R-A-L, is of or relating to the ear or the sense of hearing. Mm-hmm. And that's why I said I need oral stimulation to fall asleep.
Which sounds just like the O-R-A-L kind.
The better kind.
That's what I need to stay awake.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
It is not Monday. I always like it when these meth stories fall on Monday because it just makes it more natural to play our little Meth Lab Monday jingle.
6 o'clock already, I was just in the middle of a dream.
It is 6 o'clock, by the way.
I thought I heard MJ talk about crystal methamphetamine.
You about to, sweetie.
It's just another Meth Lab Monday.
Well, it's Thursday.
The crooks are on the run day.
Meth Lab Thursday.
The cops are gonna come day. It's gonna be a fun day. It's just another Meth Lab Monday.
Oh, man. You know what I just realized?
What?
that I've been sitting on this story since earlier this week.
You know, I mean, these meth heads are doing everything they can to land a story on Monday.
I know.
And you screw it up.
No, actually, this would have been Tuesday. My story is dated October 5th. So
horseshoes and hand grenades, man.
I'm a couple of days late on this, but it still wouldn't have fallen on a Monday. It would have been the 5th was Tuesday. And Roxanne, you also mentioned this earlier in the week. We just didn't get to it. The meth lab that was found in a luxury Florida condo.
Oh, yeah. Have you been to Bell Harbor? I'm sure you have. That's really where you think of a meth lab being.
I do all of my Gucci shopping in Bell Harbor. Yes. And yes. I love all the boutiques like Laura Piani and Chanel. And
then I can pick up a little bag of meth on my way out.
Man, that's exactly right. Yes.
Crazy, man. Yeah. Haven't there been enough condo problems in South Florida? You know, you had that collapse of the building near Miami. Well, not far from Bell Harbor, actually.
Right. It's in the same area.
Can you imagine if, like, this meth lab exploded in this luxury Florida condo? When you think of a meth lab in a building, it's usually some rundown, seedy crap hole. Or
it's usually like a mobile home or a trailer or
an RV in Breaking Bad. Yeah. You're right.
Or some people, they will have mobile meth labs in their cars, or they'll rent one of those like cheap. I'm trying to think of, you know, on the
like a storage unit or something. Or?
Well, no, like cheap motel rooms. Or, you know, if you're on Gandy, if you're on, you know, the Redneck Riviera in Gandy here on the St. Pete side. Don't you have like a kind of a cheesy motel along the way? I mean, that's the kind of place where you think, you know, somebody would rent a room for like $30 and, you know, start a meth lab in their motel room.
Well, Froggy's favorite hotel where he puts all of his out of town guests and family members, the Dutch Motel, right?
Dutch Motel
corner of Florida and Hillsborough.
Yeah, it's a quarter of a star, and I think you'll love it.
Behind the Circle K.
It's just a little corner of one star, just the tip.
It's one spike.
Have you ever seen the Dutch Motel, MJ?
I think I've passed by the area.
It's great. I've always wanted to stop, but I never have.
All right, so here's the deal. A meth lab was discovered in a luxury Florida condo. It was discovered on Monday, so this would have been a meth lab Monday story. But the story didn't get published until like Tuesday. The drug lab was found in a 15th floor unit of the Majestic Towers condo in Bell Harbor, according to CBS down in Miami.
The Majestic.
The tenant inside the unit had recently been evicted, and management on Monday planned to inspect the location ahead of the new tenant's arrival. And that's when they discovered, wait a minute, the new tenant's just about to, take over? And, oh, wow, look, meth lab. So
it smells funny in here.
If you get evicted, don't you clean up your meth lab before you leave?
No, they're evicting you.
Don't you have, like, test tubes and little and all kinds of junk? I mean,
Let me just get all this. Hang on. Yeah. Let me grab this before you evict me.
You've obviously never been evicted before. I mean, you grab your bug-out bag and you go.
Bug out?
That's what it's called. You don't have a bug out bag, Froggy?
No.
Oh my gosh.
Is that when you need to bug out of town?
Yes, when you need to get out of town quick. I've kept a bug out bag in my car.
You need to lamb chop it?
1995.
The bug out bag. Anyway, police confirmed drugs were manufactured inside the unit. Residents of three floors of the building were evacuated after the discovery. One of the evacuated residents, Marie Miller, who lives just below on the 14th floor, said, "It's a little shocking, but I guess it could happen anywhere."
Yeah, I guess so.
That is correct. All right, meth story number two is come. Oh, and this is a local one. Both are Florida meth stories, which, you know, we're one of the meth capitals of the country. All right, meth story number two. I got to get off my lawn story all next. MJ Morning Show here on Q105. Stand by.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show on Q105. And, man, it is very Florida-centric today. And, well, Florida probably does, pound for pound, generate the the most idiots and morons in the news. Fester, will you get new headphones, please?
I may have to buy them this weekend.
Dude, that earpiece is like snapped off on Fester's headphones, and it's like it's jutting off to the side.
I gotta say, these are the best $24 headphones I could ever have imagined owning.
They're busted.
They lasted a year.
They didn't last a year. I don't think they lasted a year.
10 months? 10 months?
All right, whatever. All right. This is a real life get off my lawn story. I mean, it.
Get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn. So, where's Sorrento? Sorrento is near Orlando. What?
Italy?
Hey, it's not Italy, huh?
There is a Sorrento, Italy.
Italy, yes.
That is correct. But this is Sorrento, Florida, which I believe is outside of Orlando.
Yeah, I think closer to Mount Dora, north of Orlando, north of Apopka.
There you go.
I never even knew that.
Yeah. Sounds lovely. Okay.
Sorrento. So a 90-year-old dude punches a neighbor in the face. Not once, but twice.
How bad can that hurt? He's 90. Well, his wrists are like pretzel sticks.
But he's saying, I still got it, Sonny.
The cops were called. They questioned the 90-year-old. The dude's name is Thomas Conrad. And it was a lawn dispute. And the cops show up at the house. And he tells the cops to get the F out of my house.
Get your ears out of here.
If I'm 90 and the cops are coming.
Oh, man.
You better step. Get to stepping.
Step off. All right. So what happened? This guy, Conrad, 90 years old, was peeved that a man was cutting his neighbor's lawn and had gone over the property line and was cutting some of his lawn.
Right.
Wait a minute.
Now, typically, if somebody's cutting your lawn, I don't know if that's much of an issue, but he got all ticked off.
If it ruins the line between your lawn and his lawn.
That would be true. So, but really,
I try to make my line between my yard and my neighbor's as straight as possible, out of respect, of course.
So the gardener is cutting the neighbor's yard. He goes out and says, you're cutting my lawn. So essentially, get off my lawn. The thing escalates into a shouting match. And that's when the 90-year-old punches the 46-year-old gardener in the face, Jack Henson.
Hey, Jack, put your dukes up.
Did he hold up his wrist like the old boxers did in like the 20s?
Yeah. Come on. Put up your dukes.
All right, so Conrad, the old man, describes himself as a sick individual who doesn't have much longer to live with 9 stents in his heart.
9 stents? Yeah. I'm about to get to all this.
Okay, but, I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
I'm going to give you a punch for every stent.
The neighborhood looks really nice.
Yeah, it looks like this house is nice.
The guy could throw a 1-2 combo.
Yeah, so the 90-year-old told the 46-year-old, I should punch you in the face.
Gave him warning.
Wait a minute. Then Henson, the gardener, says, go ahead. Make my day.
The last thing you want to do is invite someone to punch you in your face, especially Conrad, for 90.
Conrad's accused of throwing 2 punches landing on the side of Henson's face. When cops arrived, the 89-year-old wife of the 90-year-old assailant said that her husband was taking a nap now, doesn't want to talk to you. So the cops.
I'm going to go lay down. I just knocked out the neighbor. Is that okay, Estelle?
So the cops go in and they wake up the 90-year-old, and that's when he tells him to get the F out of my house.
Estelle, help me wash my hands.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So does he have any defense that the neighbor actually said go ahead? Like, no, he asked him to.
Let this old man go.
There's no defense here.
This 46-year-old lawn guy should be embarrassed that he couldn't dodge a punch from a centurion almost, right?
Good point. How fast was it coming at him?
Now, wait a minute. Here it comes.
No. I mean, move out of the way.
So the cops say to him, well, what if he said, why don't you go ahead and shoot me? And then Conrad said, so the cops are trying to illustrate, well, he said, well, go ahead and give me your best shot. Go ahead and hit me. And then the 90-year-old hits him. And then the cops say, well, working off that logic, well, what if he said, well, go ahead and shoot me for mowing part of your lawn? And then Conrad said, quote, then I would have shot him.
Luckily, I got my 6-shooter on my hip.
And then he started losing patience with the cops. And that's when he dropped the F-bomb, telling him to get out of his house.
I'll be your Huckleberry.
And then he got tense. Then he balled up his fists while the cops were in the house.
Oh, this guy's, he's unhinged.
And the deputies were able to take him into custody. They charged him with simple battery, resisting law enforcement without violence. He turns 91 in November.
At that age, you got nothing to lose.
Like, seriously.
Just knock out everybody.
Just beat them all up.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
All right, you got the MJ Morning Show on Q105 at 7:10, and we'll get to that in a second. Fest, you're involved with this. That's why I'm laughing.
Okay. All right.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I mean, you could share.
Well, I will in a second. Hang on a minute.
I want to laugh.
Hey, listen, you're involved in this other meth story quickly.
Me?
Because, yeah, the dude that was arrested, his name is Cusumano.
Oh. I dream of Jeannie Cusumano.
No, wait a sec. You got the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105, MJ Crew. Now, Froggy's real last name is, say it properly.
Cusumano.
But a lot of the names that are similar to yours,
one of the Sopranos is Cusumano.
Yeah, they have an A in there.
It's a U. So,
oh.
Yeah, so that's the one I always hear is Cusumano.
Yes.
You're just Cusumano.
I'm the better one.
Is there any chance that when your family came over from the old country
they
dropped the U in there? Is that a possibility?
The U's are stupid looking. Let's get it out of the name.
They got some Irishman at Ellis Island who couldn't spell a vowel if it meant his life.
Well, here's the deal. 46-year-old Matthew Cusumano.
Hey, the Cus.
Yeah. Cusumano.
Can you hide this box for me, Cus?
This guy on Friday was riding his bike at 2:45 in the morning in Madeira Beach. This is a mad beach story.
Oh, no. Those are...
So at 2:45 in the morning, he was riding his bike. What might have caused the cops to pull him over?
It being 2:45 in the morning?
And?
Was he swerving? Was he drunk?
No bike light.
Need a bike light on the beach.
Is that really a law? I thought it was something more clever.
Yes, you got to have a bike light. Absolutely. You must have a bike. Michelle, when she was prosecuting, she had a couple of non-bike light cases early in her career.
Is it true you had no bike light, sir?
We're really hard on crime here in Madeira Beach.
Cops stopped them. That would have probably been the sheriff's office, right?
I think, Madeira Beach doesn't have their own police department, do they? No, I don't think so. I don't think any of the beaches do anymore.
Yeah, I know that a bunch of them gave him up and the sheriff's department moved in. Anyway, the dude had an outstanding warrant because he didn't show up to court for drug charges back in June. They searched him, and guess what they found when they searched him?
Meth.
More drugs.
Yeah, yes. Sure, yeah.
Come on, Coos.
He had two glass pipes, a third of an ounce of meth on him, and they asked him, what is this? And he said, yeah, it's methamphetamine. So he said, but it's okay because I've got... a prescription. It's
medicinal meth.
That's the difference.
It's medical medicinal meth.
That's the difference between the Cuses with the U and the Cuses without.
He's got a script for the meth.
Yes.
Now, I guess there is an amphetamine.
Oh, stop it. No.
Really? Hold on. There is an amphetamine. There's a drug for ADHD called Desoxin. And it comes in a pill. It doesn't come in a little baggie and white powder.
Yeah.
I broke open the pills. Yeah.
So it didn't work. He was arrested for possession of narcotics. Yeah, this guy's a complete,
good try.
A complete bonehead.
Making the Cusumano name bad.
You're bringing shame to the name.
All right, why am I laughing? Why was I laughing a moment ago? All right, Roxanne, it's not going to take long to tell the story.
Okay.
This week, you guys wanted... the fire department to show up at your daughter's preschool?
Yeah, it's fire safety week.
Aww.
And so I talked to one of her teachers. They've been trying to get someone to come in and bring the fire truck. That's the point. And they were unable to. So I said, let me see if I can work a little magic, see if I can pull anything off.
So Roxanne tries bribery. Roxanne goes to the fire station.
And I had my daughter in on it. I'm like, here, honey, this is how things work in life.
So you go to the fire... Go to the fire station, and what was the bribery tactic to try to get the fire truck to go to your daughter's preschool for fire safety week?
We brought delicious fall treats. to the fire. We knocked on the door, and guess what? You can walk right up to it because
they said, "Go away, COVID." Go away, COVID.
I was even in COVID. They don't let you come in,
right?
But they do let you walk up to the door, and it even shows where you can drop a baby off if you know yeah. you want to do that. So showing that to my daughter.
That's what you should have done. You should have dropped your kid off. I don't want her anymore.
It's mommy.
It's a pain in the ass. I got to try to get a fire truck for Fire Safety Week.
You guys deal with her.
I'm dropping this 4-year-old off. That might be a little old for a drop off.
They'd return her pretty quickly. So she was so cute though in her little dance class costume, or not costume, but leotard. And so we brought the treats. I was like, "Hi, you know, we would love for you to come to our school." The guy was so nice. He gave me his personal card.
But the deal is with
COVID, they don't allow you Hillsborough County is not allowing that to happen.
They're not doing the firefighter visits right now because of COVID.
Right.
I understand. Well, can I recommend for Fire Safety Week that you have Fester show up with a with a turkey fryer and a van?
Yeah, one of those little firefighter hats.
Oh, and yes, we're going to arrive together in Fester's car with a big gas nozzle hanging off the side of it, too.
If you want the fire department to come to your kid's school, you let me do a demonstration. And you will get everybody in Eastern Hillsborough County.
Plenty of experience.
Responding.
You'll have the state fire marshal show up.
They already have a record on me. They already have a file.
So when I think of Fire Safety Week, you know, where you're trying to make an impression on kids, Fester is the best to make a Fire Safety Week impression. Absolutely.
Oh, my God! Holy crap!
And then Frog, you can jump in with a fire extinguisher.
Or a bomb.
Before the explosion. And put the fire out.
If you really want the fire department to respond to your kid's school, I know a thing or two about a thing or two as far as that goes. If you know what I mean.
Wow.
I do.
Wow, wow, wow. All right, you got the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
I've got a fraud item here. Now, I think we all agree that the show member most likely to commit fraud would be altogether 3, 2, 1.
Roxanne.
Fester. Yeah, Roxanne. I agree with Roxanne.
What is the matter with you guys?
Roxanne has pulled off some pretty high level scams in her time.
No, definitely Fester. Fester's the scam-a-lammer.
All right, so how does a fraud artist make over $300,000 by scamming the airlines with a lost baggage claim racket?
Oh, I'd love to get a good lost baggage racket.
Oh, this is crazy. So this guy made over $300,000. He took American Airlines, United, and Southwest for a ride. Also JetBlue and Alaska. This guy made claims on lost luggage on more than 180 different occasions.
That is so brilliant.
I don't understand, though, how...
My God, this was over a 5-year period, and he's being prosecuted by the U.S. attorney.
Don't they keep a log of this?
This guy, and this is interesting, because I've got two Louisiana stories here, and the audio of the live shot gone awry is also Louisiana. Over 5 years, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office, this guy, Jones, Pernell Jones Jr., he's from Kenner, Louisiana. When I was a kid, remember all the toys that were made by Kenner?
Yeah, I do.
Hasbro, Mattel, by Kenner, or Mego. What happened to all those old cool toy companies? Anyway, this dude from Kenner, he's 31 years old now. He started this like when he was like 25, 26 years old. He faces a maximum of 20 years in federal prison, plus $250,000 fine, charged with mail fraud and conspiracy to commit mail fraud, violation of Title 18 U.S. Code, sections 1341 and 1349, by the way. Court documents were unsealed last week, and it reveals what this guy did. He submitted fake lost luggage claims since 2015. And he racked up thousands and thousands of dollars in claims. He was finally caught in March of 2020, right at the beginning of the pandemic. And what this guy did, he booked domestic flights online using preloaded gift cards in order to avoid leaving a trace of his real name,
right,
and address. And he would make the bookings using a fictitious name. He would then fly into or out of Louis Armstrong New Orleans International Airport using the forged form of identification, and then claim the airline lost his luggage. And they claim that Jones became so brazen that sometimes he wouldn't even bother bringing a bag along with him to the airport.
Oh, he was very confident.
And he was still able to obtain a ticket for a checked bag and then file a fake lost luggage claim. He would provide airline staff with a long list of all of the high-value items that were allegedly in the luggage that was lost.
A Rolex, a gold bar.
yeah, seriously, a long list of expensive items? That's the hardest part.
A diamond, and then a pink diamond.
A Fabergé egg.
A Fabergé egg. that purple diamond that fell off the Titanic was in there.
For domestic travel, do you know what the maximum dollar amount for reimbursement, if the airline loses your luggage, what do you think the maximum amount of reimbursement is domestically?
Domestic, I would guess $1,000.
$3,500.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, so wow. In total, the guy attempted to claim more than $500,000, but he managed to get over $300,000 out of the airlines.
Good for him.
It's a full-time job.
What do you mean, good for him?
That's like 6 years of a full-time job for him.
Dude, stop it.
This is a really good scam.
Well, hold that thought, because there's only one word that we can use to describe this, and I'm feeling very good about you today, Fester, so I'm going to let you use that word.
This is a scam-a-lam-a-ding-dong?
No.
It's a wambookie?
It is.
It's a wambookie.
It's a wambookie.
he wambookied the airlines pretty well.
Yeah, he tried to wambookie, right? JetBlue, Alaska, Southwest, United, American.
Man, this guy is kind of brilliant.
All right, and then this is only going to take a second here. This also out of Louisiana. A lottery player was asked on live TV. You had a reporter doing a live shot for Powerball for the Monday night drawing, and Powerball on Monday, it was like close to a $700 million jackpot, which was won by one ticket out in California. KSLA News 12 in Shreveport, Louisiana. The reporter is in a convenience store and pulls a guy over and says, hey, what would you do if you won the lottery? All right. Listen to what this guy said. This is a live shot on TV in Shreveport, Louisiana.
You've got to ask yourself one question.
Oh, hang on. I hit the wrong one. Sorry. Oh, no, that's actually very fitting. So you're playing the lottery.
You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky?
That actually works very well. All right, here's the audio from TV.
What are you going to do with that money if you win?
Well, I'm definitely going to get a new supercharged Mustang with dual exhaust and about 5 kilos of cocaine. And I'll be good to go.
Okay, so you like cars.
What? this is a live shot.
Oh, my God.
A live shot on TV. And the reporter says, hey, Powerball, huge number. What do you do?
What are you going to do with that money if you win?
Well, I'm definitely going to get a new supercharged Mustang with dual exhaust and about 5 kilos of cocaine. And I'll be good to go.
Okay, so you like cars.
I would do the same thing.
See, that's a news reporter. They gotta keep it serious.
Now back to you in the studio.
All right, so that's what's happening here at the Quickie Mart.
By the way, the 2021 Ford Mustang GT500 supercharged engine, nice exhaust pipes, sells for about $74,000.
Wow.
And apparently the street value of 5 keys of cocaine in Louisiana, roughly $150,000. So
he could buy a lot more than that.
There you go.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
All right, something happened on yesterday's show. I believe it was this exact time yesterday. It was this segment yesterday. And how did it come up, Roxanne, how did it come up about Doug, your fiance, who we affectionately call Dig Doug, that years ago he sent a celebrity a box of my crotchety old man CDs. Now, how did it come up on the show?
Because it came up because I was digging through my bag because I brought it to work because I was going to show you.
You brought in one of the CDs that Doug had. You found it in his old box of crap. And then that morphed into, oh, by the way, Doug... did you volunteer that and then wouldn't tell us the celebrity?
I wouldn't tell you the celebrity.
Right. And finally, you told me the celebrity. So on yesterday's show, you said that Doug sent a big celebrity a box of my crotchety old man CDs.
Mm-hmm. Ironically, here I am working with you.
Right. And you said, you said the celebrity was?
Lorne Michaels.
From Saturday Night Live.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, all right. Now, I'm a little confused here.
Okay.
I'm a little confused because I know Daryl Hammond really well. So I texted Daryl Hammond.
I forgot you knew him.
Yes. So Daryl Hammond is, he was formerly on Saturday Night Live for years.
Oh my God.
And then Daryl is now the announcer on Saturday Night Live. So he, he replaced Don Pardo. So I texted Daryl Hammond yesterday. I said, hey, Daryl, if you see Lorne, can you ask him if he remembers getting a box of crank call CDs called The Crotchety Old Man from a radio station in Tampa.
Oh, my God, that's
so
great.
I send the message to Daryl, and then Daryl, he calls me back yesterday. He said, hey, I'm in the office with Lauren right now. So he's,
that's insane.
He's, oh, my gosh. He's in the amazing. Did he love him?
He's in... Roxanne, he has no recollection. He said... He said, absolutely, he did not get a box of crank call CDs from a radio station in Tampa.
Oh, do you think it's too late to resend them?
Well,
I mean, I guess you can resend them, but he wasn't looking for me in the first place.
He was adamant that he didn't get...
Listen, that guy sees much stuff come across his desk.
I know he gets a lot of crap. I get it.
Yeah.
But I don't remember
what he said that he would remember if he got a box of crank call CDs.
That's the next answer everybody would give. Oh, I would remember. He doesn't remember.
And then Daryl texted me back and said he didn't get any CDs. So I don't know. Were these handed to him or?
No, they were mailed.
Yeah.
Mailed.
Can I hook you up to a lie detector on this?
Please do.
Would you?
Mm-hmm.
All I'm saying is I'm having...
Why are you so worried about this? Who cares?
Because I don't think it's Lorne Michaels. I think that it's another celebrity. But
maybe it's no celebrities.
No, I just think you're being protective of whoever the celebrity was that was given the crotchety old man CDs.
Why would I be protective?
So Daryl really said that Lorne didn't know about the CDs.
That's too bad.
He did. So that means that Lorne Michaels didn't hear a crotchety classic like this.
Overhead door.
Oh, thank God you've answered. Let me speak to the imbecile that frigged up my garage door.
Hold on, please.
This is the service department. How may I help you?
Oh, thank God you've answered. Let me speak to the imbecile that frigged up my garage door.
Okay, sir. When did we come out and do a service?
I called for some simple preventive maintenance to have my tracks lubed, and now it's a complete disaster.
Okay, sir. Let me look up the paperwork.
Listen to this. I'm out in the garage now. Listen to the garage door. Did you hear that?
It sounds
like it's coming off the tracks. Here, listen again. It sounds like it's coming off the tracks. It's scraping. It's shooting sparks. It looks like the whole thing's about to collapse onto my car.
Okay, can I get your last name, please?
Fludgecow. Fludgecow. I had problems with you people from the start. You hold on a second, please.
No.
The big, fat, smelly, crap for brains guy that came out here didn't have a clue.
You know what? You can calm down and call us back a little later. I don't have to listen to that kind of talk.
Wait a sec. Don't hang up on me. I just want to tell you, my kid's gerbil could have done a better job on this garage door than that guy that came out and he didn't know his ass from his elbow.
Okay, I'll help you.
Yes.
But you don't have to use language like that with me.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I've got
your last name and give me your town, sir.
I'm elderly and I'm very irritated right now.
I understand.
I'm also a little hard of hearing.
I understand. And I can talk loud enough so you can hear.
I'm out in the garage on the portable phone. Maybe you can diagnose the problem on the phone.
I can't diagnose. Okay. I'm just going to have to get the paperwork.
Good.
Hold on, please.
Here it is. Okay. Scraping. Now, do you hear that?
I do hear it.
Okay, listen. I'm gonna push.
Don't keep using the garage door. Don't keep running it up and down.
What did you say?
Don't keep running it up and down. Leave it alone. Let me see if I can get somebody out there.
You want me to run it one more time?
No, don't run it again.
Okay, here it is.
Don't run it again, sir.
I'm pushing the button so you can hear the noise. Push. It's like it's jamming or something. It sounds like it's going to wobble and fall right off and smash my car.
Don't keep running the door up and down, all right? Leave the door alone.
Okay.
Did you say the spelling of your last name was F as in Frank, L-U-D-G-E-C-O-W?
Yes, Fludge Cow. Okay, I live at 4206 Flicka Flacka Lane. F-L-I-K-A-F-L-A-K-A Flicka Flacka Lane.
Okay, hold on, please.
Listen to this real quick. I'm going to run the garage door again.
Sir, don't run it anymore.
Okay, here you go. It's got a very, 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 very bad sound, like it's about to come off the track.
Don't keep running the door.
Okay, I'll run it.
Leave it alone.
I'll run it for you one more time.
No, sir.
Here. Okay, it's running again. Push.
I asked you to not run the door anymore.
Okay, I'll run it.
Leave the door. Don't run it again.
Okay.
I've heard the door lots of times. Don't do it again. Leave the door alone.
Okay.
Let me see if we can get somebody out there to help you.
Yes, I would like a technician to come out and look at it as soon as possible.
Sir, we can't.
I also have another problem with the door. Now, when the door comes down, once it hits an object like a garbage pail, isn't it supposed to stop and reverse itself?
If it's a newer opener or any type of opener, it's supposed to reverse itself.
Hang on a sec. I'm going to run the door again.
Don't run it again.
I'm going to stand underneath the door.
Sir, don't stand under the door.
I want you to listen as it hits me here.
Sir?
Okay, I'm running the door now. It's getting close to my head. I'm getting a little...
You know what? This is a really sick joke. Okay? Don't call us back anymore.
I can't breathe.
Come on, Roxanne. Tell me, who is the real celebrity?
Okay, here's a question for you. Did you ask your friend, Daryl, did you reference Doug?
I did.
Did you explain the connection? Say, Lauren, did you ever end up remembering?
They have no idea who Doug is.
Well, they don't know your CDs either.
That's many years ago, MJ.
They don't know who he is. All right. It's the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105. Back in a moment.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
It is not often that we've discussed domestic issues between Froggy and his lovely wife, Kim, on this program. But Froggy came to me yesterday and said, I got something that's really bothering me. I've made comments. And Froggy, do you think that exposing this on the program might have some sway?
There's already been an outcome from this that I just found out about.
Oh, wait a minute.
There's been something that has happened.
Is there a resolution?
Yes.
Well, why wouldn't you tell me this?
I just found out. This is breaking news.
When did you just find out?
Literally just got the text.
Like during Private Eyes by Hall & Oates, you found out about the resolution?
I went to my car, And I saw that there's a package.
Why do you go to your car so much during the show?
It's just, you know, I like to look at the birds. So really, I went out there to make a phone call, actually.
All right.
And I saw the package. She said, I put a package in your car. And I said, okay. And the package is...
Is there?
Is it? Is the package.
All right.
You got to explain the story first. All right.
Let's talk about the story. Go ahead, Froggy.
Well, everybody knows that I have a thing with women's shoes. I like a woman's... It's a fact. I'm not afraid to say it.
There are websites for that.
Yes. I enjoy going to WikiFeet and
WikiFeet.
Enjoying a nice woman's foot.
WikiFeedia?
Yeah. It's a big
database.
I enjoy a nice shoe on a woman, a sexy heel.
So why the hell are you doing this gig? Why don't you get a job at, like Payless Shoe
Stores? Like Al Bundy.
Are they still around?
Yeah, they're still around.
Payless? I thought Payless went out of business.
No.
I said I like a nice foot, not a hoof. Yeah. So I'm not going to work at Payless.
Froggy's. He's going to work at Jimmy Choo.
For as long as I've known Froggy, his favorite feature on the female form is
Froggy's foot. Yes.
Froggy's going to work at the Manolo Blahnik boutique at Bergdorf's in New York.
Can you put this in the pump, Froggy? Oh, God. Let me get a shoehorn. Right,
so let's talk. What is the issue? What was the problem between your wife's feet and...
Well, my wife has lovely feet, but she came home and she goes, I got new shoes. And I was like, yes, I love new shoes.
You're a weirdo.
She opens the shoe box and they're Birkenstocks.
Oh, no! Oh, my.
And so she proceeds to put them on.
Let me do this again because I can actually go...
And when I saw them, I went like this, and I fought back reversal.
Starts to gag a little bit.
Gagged a little, and then I go, she goes, let me put them on. I go, don't put them on, don't put them on. She puts them on.
Oh, my God.
And I go, I'm going to throw those in the bay right now.
Do you think?
And I go, those are horrible. She goes, they're back in style.
Do you think she's trying to do it to make you mad, too? Because I have a jumper that Doug hates, and if I'm in a bad mood, I'm like, I think I'm going to wear my jumper tonight.
No, but she said they're back in style, and I go, that's impossible. And I looked online, and it turns out Birkenstocks are sort of back in style, I guess.
The whole peppermint patty look is back.
Guys, I hate Birkenstocks.
They're so... ugly.
First of all, I hate sandals. No, hang on.
I've seen sandals that are coming back. I've seen the girls around here.
Hold on. I don't mind sandals on women, but sandals on guys
are
hideous. I mean, guys that wear sandals are sandal freaking weirdos, okay? They're sandal weirdos. Yes,
but a woman in a nice sandal is very sexy.
But a woman in Birkenstock, I don't want to see anyone in Birkenstock. I think it's something like a hippy drippy, taking hallucinogenic mushrooms.
That's not what I think of.
Driving a VW microbus.
Yeah, it makes me think of like the Grateful Dead.
Very earthy.
Yeah, earthy. You don't shave your pits.
I was just going to say that. Yeah. I think of like a woman, like, you know, from Woodstock, 1969, that's got like braided armpit hair. You know, Birkenstock. I hate Birkenstocks. All right, so what's the resolution?
So the package that she put in my truck that I didn't know what it was are the Birkenstocks. I'm returning them after the show at the Amazon hub.
The one right up there,
baby. I know where it is.
It's right off of Gandhi. I know where it is.
I'm going to throw them at the guy.
Froggy, I got to tell you, Kim's got some good feet.
I swear the shoes are horrible. Ugly.
I'm sorry.
Birkenstocks should never come back.
I don't like Birkenstocks at all.
So return these and get some heels or something.
I have a violent reaction. It's all, you know, I've never had food poisoning in reality, but when I see Birkenstocks, I think it's as close as close to food poisoning as it gets.
We got
to
get you a pair. I want to see you in a pair of Birkenstocks with those white feet.
Wait a minute. Why is your wife returning the Birkenstocks?
Because she knows I hate them.
Oh, that's nice.
Was she trying to arouse you with these granola bar shoes?
I don't know. They had the opposite effect.
She has nice feet. She can put them in anything, and they look good.
No, you can't put them in turds that.
How that little crooked toe of hers looking.
Like, hey, good.
We've got a Squid Game update. And the merch is getting hot, but the question is, will it or won't it? I'll explain next.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
Oh, Oh, it's time to rise and shine. Going to be a huge day. Can't wait to find out what today's game's going to be. Yeah, it's the MJ Morning Show. Of course, I'm assuming that a large portion of the audience has watched Squid Game on Netflix, or you've heard about Squid Game, or you're in episode 2, 3, 4, 5 of Squid Game. No spoilers, don't worry. Nothing is going to be spoiled here. Now, the item that I'm referring to, as far as Squid Game, massive hit on Netflix, the item I'm referring to is apparently entrepreneurs, and I love the entrepreneurial spirit. They are ramming and jamming as quickly as they possibly can to get Squid Game Halloween costume merchandise on the market. And the question is, will it be delivered in time? I mean, listen, what is today? Today's October the 7th. So, I mean, you got 4 days, I guess, to get it to people.
You know how everything's a sexy costume, sexy nurse, sexy flight attendant. Is there a sexy squid costume? Could there be? Could you make it sexy? Because I haven't watched.
There's nothing sexy about any costume in that.
Oh.
No, there's nothing really sexy.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
So.
That's no fun.
Is there costumes in the show?
Yeah.
The whole show is costumes.
Yeah. Oh. So you have the guards and like the supervisors. You have the front man.
Is this the Wizard of Oz?
You have the players.
All right. So anybody who hasn't seen Squid Game, if you have Netflix, give it one episode. Just give it one episode.
Yeah.
And you're either hooked or you're turned off.
You know, I'm not going to watch it out of spite out of this.
Me too.
I'm tired of hearing about it.
But also, don't watch it in English dub. You got to watch it in Korean.
Fester.
And then read the English subtitles. Fester is
watch it in English.
Fester's an imbatard. Fester's watching it in dubbed English. And I'm sorry.
Did you say the I word?
I said imbatard, yes.
I can't believe it.
All that reading sucks, people. Watch it with English dub. Trust me.
Do not watch it with English dub.
No other choice
Fester
but to watch
no
it with English
dub.
I
have no idea what he's talking about.
I just read that guy couldn't sell that script for 10 years.
Well, he tried to have Squid Game made for 10 years. Anyway, Fester's on Amazon now. Well, and I mean, there are how many?
Dozens.
There are dozens and dozens of folks now trying to capitalize. How do they have the tracksuit ready to go?
What the hell is that? I mean, you got to figure, MJ, this tracksuit really wasn't proprietary. You probably got it off of Amazon in the first place.
But it's the same. It looks like it's the same color. And, you know, I haven't done a total comparison to see whether all the masks and all the costumes are really, are they just similar or are they spot on? Like, for instance, here's the 2021 Squid Game mask Halloween. You can pick your shape, whether it's the triangle, whether it's the square, or whether it's the round masked worker during Squid Game. Now, are you going to get this in time?
I don't know. I mean, these tracksuits look comfortable.
Do me a favor. Let me see. Go to the top. Go to the very top here. Here's Squid Game costume, $26.99. All right, red suit, you get the mask. All right, click on that, and let me see what the delivery date is on how quick you can get the actual.
Usually ships in 4 to 5 days.
Wow, so.
Well, if you're going to buy that, you're going to be an adult, and you're going to need it for Halloween parties. You're not going to need it for Halloween.
Well, but the point is, will you get these Squid Game costumes in time?
Have a backup.
And this is turning into one of the hottest items. All right, let me tell you what else is problematic as far as the supply chain goes.
Actual squid.
No, that's really plenty. I bought some yesterday for bait.
Really? Gatorade. Now, PepsiCo, who manufactures Gatorade, now they're saying that they're raising prices to offset supply chain issues, and that includes shortages of plastic bottles for Gatorade now.
You know, I want to bring something up about excuses. Have you noticed over the last year, first we had, we're in a pandemic. That's the excuse for everything. Oh, we're out of it, pandemic. Now the new excuse is supply chain. Tired of the excuses.
No, but it's the pandemic that's caused the supply chain problem. So that's, it all kind of does work tongue in groove. The supply chain issues are working off of the pandemic and labor shortages. And
are you telling me I'm not going to be able to get Gatorade after my intense workout?
Yeah. Yeah, Gatorade is all about like, they should be able to overcome things like supply chain.
So the latest I saw last night is now there's a shortage of plastic bottles for Gatorade. It's already hit like bottled water. Some of the bottled water companies are having trouble getting plastic bottles. The resin to make the bottles apparently is in short supply.
That's because bottle flipping is so popular with kids. They're not recycling. Like my house is filled with the Gatorade bottles and just flipping.
When we get back in minutes, folks, there is a controversy surrounding a mom that's bringing her child to work. Who's laughing?
That was me.
All right. There is a woman is bringing her child to work. The controversy is the type of business that she works at.
Oh, no.
And is it appropriate to bring your kid to this type of establishment? You've got to hear this next here on the MJ Morning Show on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
All right, you got the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105. There is a story that has garnered now a couple of million views online, and there is a division on this, but most are positive versus negative. And this is where you, the MJ Morning Show listener, you get to chime in on this and tell me what you think. A woman who's the manager of an Arizona strip club. This is a topless strip club deal. So the manager shot video because she brings her toddler son to work.
Aw.
Aw?
Yeah, all the strippers can hold it. Him.
When people get offended that your son is a strip club baby, but he loves it and is loved, wrote Nini Suarez. She goes by What Suarez on TikTok. And there's video of the kid running around. There's a 12-second clip. He's seen being held by various strippers, crawling onto the stage.
Oh, here he is behind the bar.
Yeah. Behind the kid is walking, so the kid appears to be maybe 18, 19 months.
Yeah,
maybe?
That, it looks about right to me, having two young kids. Yeah, that's
maybe
a good guess.
17, 18, 19 mm-hmm. months. That's what I'm guessing.
A little baby,
a cute baby.
Yeah, older than one, Fester.
He is walking, it looks like, right? Do we see him walking? So,
but I see him leaning against the stage and ATM machine.
Over there.
Most of the commentary is positive about this woman bringing her kid, a little tyke, a little toddler, to her place of business, a strip club. Now, mom, she is a former stripper. Now she's a manager.
Oh, she's in management now.
I want to go to phones on this because most people say, no, this it's nice. It's, you know, mom's with baby instead of putting the baby at daycare. Is it acceptable to bring your little kid, your toddler, to your strip club job?
He's not on stage.
Well, you know,
when I heard this right off the bat, I was like, oh, that's wrong. That's terrible.
Okay? Let me give out the number here quickly. 800-990-1047. Do you think it's okay for mom to bring her little toddler to her strip club job as manager? You know, you got the strippers holding her. There's video. The toddler likes to walk around the stripper pole. The toddler likes to walk into the dressing room where the strippers are getting ready.
Staff fire.
Is this acceptable? 800-990-1047. Do you have a problem with this? Yes or no? 800-990-1047. Is this even remotely acceptable?
So you have to look at him. He's young, so he's probably not going to remember a lot of this. But I remember one time we were watching Ray Donovan when our baby was like 6 months old, and I said, turn this off. I felt guilty. Even though she wouldn't have remembered, I felt bad that it was on the
couldn't process that, yeah.
I know, but I felt weird.
He can't process this.
But he can't process that, right? I do have a friend, one of the nicest guys I know. He said, I'm so nice because I was raised in a hair salon. My mom was a hairdresser, and I was around women all the time.
Well,
so maybe there's a benefit to him being around women all the time.
It's funny you brought that up. Because there was a comment. Let me see if I can find the comment here. I thought I highlighted it. That somebody made the comment that he is going to be very nice and kind to women when he grows up.
Or at least be a good tipper.
Try coming from a plumbing family. When I was two, you don't want to know where I was dragged.
You wish you were in a strip club.
What, to Ferguson Supply on Waters?
That is true. Our parents' vocations do kind of affect us.
I need your little hand to unclog this toilet. Come here,
Michael.
Michael,
put
come
your
here.
Hand
put your
down there.
Toilet. It's been stopped up for 2 weeks.
Just wiggle your hand.
Shower it loose.
Let's go to phones on this. Is this acceptable? Most comments on the TikTok platform were positive about mom bringing her toddler to the strip joint. Bring your kid to work like every day. All right, Brian's in Lakeland. Brian, welcome to the MJ Morning Show on Q105. Yes or no?
I have two things to say. First of all, you said she used to be a stripper and she's the manager. You know what they say, if you can't manage, or if you can't play, you coach. Oh.
Okay. Okay, I don't know if that's true. If you can't play, you go. Yeah, she's not in fighting form any longer. I guess maybe after having after having this kid.
Oh man. Okay. What else, Brian? What other gem do you want to bless us with today?
Well, and second of all, I mean, the kids are young enough that you know breasts are what he's fed with. So you know, I mean, imagine it to you like if you just walked into a Cece's and it's just like a pizza buffet.
It's just like a Cece's pizza buffet.
It's very familiar to the kid.
Thank you, Brian.
Good call. Nina's in Tampa. Hello, Nina. You're on the MJ Morning Show. Do you think it's acceptable this mom's bringing her little toddler to her strip club job?
At first, I said no. I have an 18-month-old, but he's not going to remember it. So I'd say maybe as he gets older, no, but right now, he's not going to remember it.
Thanks for the call. Let's grab Cece in Tampa. Didn't he just
Cece's Pizza?
Didn't Brian have a Cece's Pizza joke? And now I got Cece on the phone, actually from St. Pete. Hey, Cece, you're on the MJ Morning Show.
Hi. Yeah, that's my initials because my name is too long. I totally think it's unacceptable. I mean, people underestimate the power of children's eyes and ears and what they see and say. They tend to repeat and do things and maybe think that other people should take off their clothes when they see other women. So what their vision is seeing acceptable, they're probably going to think in the real world or when they're outside of that strip joint that he needs to see women naked.
Right. Well, one of the commenters on the video with the kid running around the strip club said that he's going to grow up respecting all women. Really? So women that are naked?
No, I don't think so. He's not going to respect women. He's going to want to see women that way. What she's doing is growing up a little pervert, you know?
Yeah.
So he's going to want to see girls naked all the time.
Kid's going to be watching pornos by the time he's 8, you know?
Exactly. That's why I think it's totally unacceptable.
Thank you, Cece.
I see those points, but just on that sort of
No. You Cece those points.
I see those points. But like they say in Europe, nudity is less of a big deal and that people are not as creepy as we are here.
Until he wants to watch puppy dog porn.
Amanda, Plant City. Amanda, acceptable or not for mom to bring her toddler to a strip club gig?
Unacceptable, 100%.
Do you know any strippers by any chance?
Well, I might have way back in the day, but the thing is, I know everybody's talking about nudity. My problem with it is, think about all the drugs that are in a strip club.
Yeah. Well, also, they also say that the kid is not hanging around customers, so I don't know how you prevent.
Well, I'm not talking about customers having the drugs. Right. I'm talking about the strippers having the drugs.
Right. Is that a train? Is there a train in the background?
It is. I actually just dropped my kids off at school, so I'm on my way home.
On a train?
Yeah. Wait, what are you, kids' schools at the station?
Oh, you're not going to bring your kids
way back home, and I'm stopped at a train track.
Amanda, have a great day. Thanks. One more, and then we got to move on. Jennifer's in Palm Harbor. Jennifer, acceptable, yes or no?
No. All I want to know is what kind of socialization skills is this kid learning?
I could think of quite a few.
Yeah, very good point.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
All right, 8:42, MJ Morning Show on Q105. And Roxanne, man, I was impressed. I just said moments ago, I said, if I make this sound there, and Roxanne just jumped right in and said, Tony the Tiger.
Well, be impressed with yourself because it sounds just like him.
They're great. Well,
Yeah, that really is a pretty good impression of Tony the Tiger, MJ. I'm going
to
tell you.
You got the MJ Morning Show here on Q105. When it comes to serial mascot impressions, we're number one. All right.
Take them.
The reason, that's right, the little sugar smacks frog.
Follow the nose. It always knows.
No, that's follow the nose. It always knows.
Oh, man, yours is so much better than mine.
It is.
Guys, he used to call me Toucan. Okay, so stop.
That's true.
Trigger. It's a trigger.
Froggy's nose. All right, the reason why I went there is because we have to update the they're great to they're on strike.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
How could Shaq let this happen?
Well, hang on a minute. Shaq?
Oh, you don't know?
What? You don't know?
What, Shaq? What is he?
Shaq's involved in the Frosted Flakes world.
Of course he is.
Is he really?
Shaq and Tony the Tiger have a collaboration.
Haven't you seen this? Oh, I can't do it. Cinnamon basketball.
But I know what it is. I'm Shaq.
Sorry, Shaq.
Now, folks, like, the supply chain issues aren't bad enough, and there aren't enough problems with COVID and labor. Now we've got workers at all four of the Kellogg's U.S. manufacturing plants on strike. About 1,400 people, locations in Memphis, in Omaha, in Battle Creek, Michigan, which, you know, that's what most people know if you read the cereal box, and Lancaster, Pennsylvania, walked off the job. Their contract has expired. Oh, man.
So, Shaq, tell them about your basketball.
Things are not great.
Hold on a second. Let me talk to the Tiger. Who's making Frosted Flakes with crispy cinnamon basketballs for the new Shaq-a-roni Frosted Flakes?
Wait a minute. Shaq has cinnamon basketballs inside of Frosted Flakes?
What is that? What is that face you're making? What are you saying?
When the hell did that come out?
People always ask me what my basketballs taste like.
Oh, I didn't know they'd be so cinnamon.
It's crazy. As flat as you are, Shaq, as flat as your voice is and no inflection, your facial expressions are pretty animated.
Listen, Roxanne.
It's hard to do.
Have you tasted my basketballs?
Roxanne's looking at
the cinnamony.
Roxanne's looking at the face that Shaq is making on the box of Kellogg's Frosted Flakes with crispy.
Ooh.
Well, because he's watching Tony the Tiger do a Harlem Globetrotters like cinnamon basketball spin on his paw tip.
I was really impressed. That Tiger had some skills.
It's like he's saying, "Ooh, is that cinnamon?"
Hey, you know, I don't want pissed off Kellogg's workers.
No. Not for my cinnamon basketballs.
Well, the reason why I bring this up is there was a story. Festa, do me a favor.
Yes, sir.
Folks, I want to apologize for the subject matter here. Quickly, I know I'm not making this up. Okay. I know I remember this. I want you to go to Google. Okay, you're on Google.
Okay.
Type in this. Type in Kellogg's cereal urination.
U-R-I-A.
Urination.
Okay.
Okay, you got it?
Right. The first thing that pops up. Here's
look at that. Look at this.
R. Kelly on the box?
From 2019, May 31st, 2019, a man who urinated on a Kellogg cereal conveyor belt has been sentenced to 10 months in prison, but it reveals an even more disturbing reality plaguing workers. I remember this. A Memphis man was sentenced to 10 months in prison after posting footage of him urinating on a conveyor belt at the Kellogg factory while cereal was going down. He filmed himself doing it in 2014, posted the video online in 2016.
Wow. Does it mention what kind of a cereal they were making?
I don't know which one it was. Memphis man sentenced 10 months in federal prison. Federal prison!
The problem is these factory workers don't get breaks, or it's difficult to take a restroom break if you need to.
He was sentenced to 10 months, ordered to pay $10,000 in restitution. Yeah, this guy, his name was Gregory Stanton, and he filmed himself, relieving himself on a Kellogg cereal conveyor belt at the Memphis, Tennessee plant. I mean,
there's an article that says when Shaq was on the plant tour that they gave him, he looked down and he said, "Is that wee wee on there?"
He didn't.
Listen, I don't want any of you guys hosing on my cinnamon basketball.
I don't want any dribble on my ball, my cinnamon balls.
Hey, Shaq, how come you don't get mad at Froggy when he tries to talk like you, but you get mad at me when I use your word, Shaq, Wimbuki?
I'm just amazed. I'm just amazed that there really is Kellogg's cornflakes or Frosted Flakes with Shaq cinnamon basketballs. What, how did I miss this?
I mean, I saw it in the store. I was like, what?
All right.
What is this?
I'd like to take this opportunity to talk about another Shaq food product and remind everybody for the MJ Morning Show public service file that a dollar from every Shaq-a-roni goes to charity.
Thank you, Shaq.
It's true.
It's true. We were watching it and playing on the commercial. My wife was like, holy crap, that's true. I thought you made that up.
I realize it. All right, I've got a creepy, crawly bed bug story next. I mean, what's the matter with people? Roxanne, you're fearful of bed bugs when you travel, right?
Who says, "Oh, I welcome bed bugs"? Yeah,
I'll ask for the bed bug suite.
And I've got an amazing listener email, an amazing, incredible listener email. You're not going to believe what this guy's saying. Hold on, we'll get to it next on the MJ Morning Show here on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Tell me if this is normal human behavior. Tell me if this guy appears to be, in containment of all his marbles, okay? This dude is finally heading to a jury trial. In 2017, this guy slammed down a cup with about 100 bed bugs in it on a counter at the Augusta City Center in Augusta, Maine. And it disrupted the whole operation. The bugs went all over the place. They tried to collect the bugs, as many as they could. They couldn't get them all. Then they had to bring in pest control and fumigation to get rid of the bed bugs.
Do bed bugs jump like fleas?
No, I think they just crawl, but...
Okay.
Charles Manning he's now 78 years old, and he was charged by the Augusta police back in 2017 with assault and obstructing government administration as he released the bed bugs inside the city's general assistance office. Now, his case is dragged on because he's had at least 5 different lawyers. Most of the lawyers have quit saying, we can't talk to this guy, we can't deal with him. You know what? I'm thinking that when a guy goes to a city center and slams down a cup of bed bugs, yeah, the lawyers might have trouble dealing with this guy.
Look at the picture of him here.
Oh, yeah.
This is the guy from behind the counter.
Yeah, they have a surveillance video.
There's a
frame shot of this guy from 2017. So he's going to have his day in court. It looks like the jury trial is scheduled for October 18th. They offered to get rid of the assault charge if he would just plead guilty to the remaining obstructing government administration charge and pay just $234 in restitution. But they said, no, no. And that wouldn't even cover the cost of the cleanup that the city had to spend to get rid of all the bed bugs that this guy slammed in the office. Now, this guy looks like he's out of his mind. Right? That's number one. He said he dumped the cup full of live bed bugs in the city building because they were not addressing his complaints about substandard housing, especially the apartment complex that he was living in that he claimed was infested in bed bugs. He said the bed bugs were so bad he could not sleep at night, and he brought the bed bugs, which he collected from his former apartment. So all the bed bugs, he actually collected them himself.
Ew.
In a cup, and then brought them to the city center and slammed them down on the counter. The bugs went all over the place. But guess what? It turns out he released the bed bugs in the wrong city department.
Oh.
He let the bed bugs loose in the general assistance office when he apparently meant to dump them in the code enforcement office.
Oops.
Let me go home and get some more, and I'll be right back.
God.
Give me a couple months. I gotta cook.
Anyway, the trial's coming up on the 18th. Man, is that not nuts?
This guy isn't the hero we deserve.
Make a point.
No.
He's a hero we need.
This guy looks like he's totally mental. All right. Got an email from a listener by the name of Eric. And this is a great email. I sent him an email back thanking him. Thanks for your support. So he was responding to my whole cousin wedding situation. And, you know, I shot an Instagram live video, which I posted and put it up on Instagram. And I didn't really mention it on the show, but I guess I can now. I did mention that we were uninvited for my cousin's wedding, right?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, that's just crazy.
Right, it is. So we offered to fly up to the wedding, which is this weekend on Long Island. We offered to fly up to the wedding. We'll go to the ceremony, which is outdoors. But we don't want to attend the reception with 275 people indoors in a
banquet venue.
Thank you. Yeah. That's the word. In a banquet room at a country club. I can't do that. I'm not going in that. It's a super spreader event sitting right there. So they got all ticked off that I didn't want to go maskless for hours inside a banquet room. So they uninvited us. Say, nah, you know what? Don't even come to the ceremony. I'm like, what? So I did a video update on my Instagram, at Certified Todd Schnitt. Give me a follow right now. Instagram, the word certified, and then my real name, Todd Schnitt, TODDSCHNITT. So Eric writes back, just want to let you know I stand behind your decision. Can't believe your family has disinvited you from the wedding. This is America. You're right to put the health and well-being of your family first. Then he says, I'm your biggest fan by far. I've listened to every single episode of the MJ Morning Show from 1994 through now, including the podcasts. I've also listened to every single episode of the Schnitt Show.
Okay, that's impossible.
Yeah. Your morning show staff, as well as the staff of the Schnitt Show, are like family to me. Both of your shows have been a wonderful and integral part of my life since my senior year in high school in 1994. Keep up the good work, my friend. Your biggest fan, Eric Miles.
Eric Miles considers me as close a friend as he does Sue on your Schnitt Show.
And by the way, P.S., please show Fester these photos.
Oh, God.
They're both of my 2004 Lincoln Town cars.
Uh-huh. So this guy obviously has good taste.
He's got the same car that you have.
You can start a car club.
You know what? Yeah. I thought about it. I thought about joining a Tampa Bay LTC club.
Yeah.
Lincoln Town car.
Picture the Lincoln Town cars cruising down the highway.
Nice. I just thought it was a lovely email. The guy clearly, when you have somebody like that shows so much support, it's like, you know, I want to buy him a new couch or something, you know?
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show on Q105, and it was some breaking news last night. This is credited to Cuomo on CNN last night, that a source close to Brian Laundrie's family said last night that a fresh campsite was found in the 25,000-acre Carlton Reserve. So I wonder if that has been why there's been increased police activity reported at that Carlton Swamp.
Okay, that might be the reason why, but why wouldn't they have found him, I don't know, last week when they were all out there?
MJ Morning Show. Dirty Laundrie Update. Yeah, so cops on the hunt for laundry apparently discovered a recently used campsite in this reserve. Fresh campsite. News of the discovery came as the family's lawyer announced that Laundrie's father, Chris Laundrie, is going to join the search. What is he going to put on, a sheriff's department vest? What is he going to do?
Here's where my brother would go.
Yeah.
How good of a hider is this guy? He's hiding longer than anybody.
He's like hide-and-seek champion.
It's ridiculous.
That's the father. The Northport Police Department emphatically denied requesting the dad's assistance, but the lawyer for the family, Stephen Bertolino, he said that law enforcement wants the family's help and suggested that it may have been the FBI who made the request for the father, Chris, to join the search.
You know who's looking bad now? All these nature experts who said that he couldn't survive in the Carlton Reserve.
But we don't know.
Okay, the nature expert was saying that, well, one guy said that the mosquitoes would have got him if he was alive. Right. And the other guy said that the buzzards would have found him if he were dead.
I mean, if you watch that show, Alive or 30 Days Naked or whatever.
Naked and Afraid?
The thing that always gets them is the mosquitoes.
The mosquitoes.
It drives them nuts. Maybe this guy is...
Well, I heard an expert say that the mosquitoes in this swamp would eat the guy alive and he couldn't... I heard there was one of these like survival experts said he couldn't last one night Well, what if you have a can of like Cutter's bug spray? Does that work?
Or those little bracelets you can wear that kind of keep them at bay.
What if you had one of those citronella candles like they put outside at a restaurant?
All right, I'm in hiding from the FBI and I'm bringing with me a citronella.
I've got a citronella candle from Carrabba's. I stole it from the table outside.
And then if you had a citronella dog sniffing dog, then you could find him easily.
What about one of those tiki torches that they sell like at Walmart for $8 and you put the fluid inside the little tin can up top?
That are made in China and the black smoke has got to be poisonous that's coming off of that?
Oh, yeah. I have like 6 of them. I think they work wonderfully.
I huff those things.
I'm sure there's all kinds of lead coming off of that crap. So, listen, bottom line is the search continues and a fresh campsite. Did we mention earlier in the week that Dog, the bounty hunter's estranged daughter, is like jamming him up, calling him like a fraud, and he's not really on the hunt, and it's all a publicity stunt.
I think she listens to the show and is like, these guys know my dad. Yep.
So what is it? 833 tell dog?
Yes, tell dog.
All right, hold on a second. Let me dial up again.
Oh, gee. I haven't called in a couple of days.
Please hold while we connect your call to extension 0.
Calling the dog, the bounty hunter tip line again.
He's going to get a new TV show out of this.
He will.
And I'm going to watch it.
Hi, this is Dog the Bounty Hunter. Thank you for calling the tip line. Please leave your number and I will return the call.
Yeah, dog, this is Cletus. I'm really upset. I just found out that you're going to be skipping the Hazard Fest here in Tennessee. Yeah, dog, I've been looking forward to this all year long. You know, I recovered from COVID 7 times, and, I was just looking forward to you being here. But I just saw on the TMZ website that you're not going to be appearing this weekend at the Hazard Fest here in Tennessee. And you were booked for the meet and greet. I'm already in line waiting for you for the meet and greet to get the autograph. Now, I know that the Duck Dynasty folks are supposed to be here and some swamp people are supposed to be here from A&E, but I want the dog, the bounty hunter, and I hear that you're not coming because of this laundry fella. All right. And then if you want me to have some words with your estranged daughter. She's calling you a fraud and it's all a publicity stunt. And she was mocking the fact that you found one of those monster energy drink cans. If you want me to have a little chat with whatever the hell her name is. Daughter the bounty hunter.
Who are you?
My name is...
Somebody else busted in on the party line here at the mobile home park.
Yeah, my name is Robert.
Robert. Robert. Me. Robert and Cletus.
I live with Cletus. He's my roommate, dog.
Hey, get off my phone, Robert.
Sorry, I'll hang it up. I was going to make a call. Sorry about that. Sorry. Bye, dog.
Let me hang up. All right.
That was a good one.
Who's listening to these phone calls we're making to the dog, the bounty hunter line?
Ryan's daughter, the bounty hunter.
Right, I've never heard of Hazard Fest before, and I'm on the website right now, and it looks like the most awesome event ever.
I'm not making this up. Dog the Bounty Hunter was scheduled to be at Hazard Fest this weekend in Tennessee.
It's like the Dukes of Hazard. Did you know this?
Yeah.
It's a Dukes of Hazard Fest. Carolyn,
oh, really?
Catherine Bach's going to be there. Tom Wopat.
Can you do a Dog the Bounty Hunter crank calls CD?
Is Boss Hog going to be there?
No, Boss Hog is
whole
dead.
Series of these.
It's the MJ Morning Show here on Q105. All right, we got Hollywood there. I got a lot of stuff coming up, so don't move.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show on Q105 at 928. All right, right into just some of the celebrity crap this morning. Busy morning. Oh, by the way, for whatever reason, I just have a feeling, just call me prescient, call me psychic. I just have a feeling there's going to be a significant break in the Brian Laundrie case in the next...
What do you know?
Year?
24 to 36 hours. I'm just saying, I just have a feeling there is going to be a Brian Laundrie break.
What are you holding back from
coming up? I'm not holding anything back.
It's not like he knows something.
Just we got all these reports out of Carolina. Like, the most sightings of Brian Laundrie have been in North Carolina, like 12 or 13 now. And we have police activity heating back up in the Carlton Reserve area right here in Sarasota County. So we will have to wait and see. Just have a feeling. All right, Britney Spears. This is not going to take long. I'm a Britney Spears fan. You know, it was an amazing my wife. My wife cannot tune out of anything Britney Spears.
She called me to tell me that there was a Britney Spears Dancing with the Stars episode on this week, and to tell my wife, because they're both such big fans.
My wife, they're fans. It means you like watching the train wreck, right?
Let me tell you right now that my wife never watched Dancing with the Stars. Michelle didn't give a flying you-know-what about Dancing with the Stars. She watched the Britney Spears tribute night earlier this week on ABC.
Oh, please. Now you're acting like everybody loves her. Back in the day, nobody liked her.
Barely.
Come on, Froggy, back off, will you please?
Leave Britney alone!
Actually, anyway, I've seen her 3 times live, and she puts on what hell of a show.
She's not singing much, but she's sure jumping around and dancing quite a bit.
She's very entertaining.
I've seen her in concert 3 or 4 times.
Tell you what, she needs to be like a spin instructor at Peloton or something.
She is in shot ape.
That's what she ought to do. Anyway, the reason why I'm bringing up Britney is, man, she's just smacking out at her family. She's just torching her family for being complicit during the conservatorship under Father Jamie. So she's just whacking out at her family members, saying that they failed to help her for years, and now they're changing the tune once the details went public, but they knew what was going on. So she's attacking her family.
Toxic. Handsome fiance has to deal with this.
What the hell was that?
It was toxic? Yeah, toxic. Her family is toxic.
I don't know. I knew it was Britney, but I couldn't understand what it was saying.
Kind of sounds like toxic.
Yeah, it did. It didn't sound like toxic. But good job, Coot. She's just going after her family. And then also, I don't think we got to this, but early in the week, there was a story that her lawyers are having her entire house swept for bugs and surveillance cameras. Remember, there was a story that the father had secret recording devices and listening in to her?
Ugh.
Yeah, that's some weird stuff. And then, Froggy, I don't know how you let Justin Bieber get the jump on you, man.
What do you do? I'll smack him right in the head.
Man, you snooze, you lose.
I don't snooze much these days, but what?
Justin Bieber is launching a line of pre-rolled joints.
Oh, why would I do that?
Limited edition collection called Peaches.
I'm a consumer.
Peaches pre-rolls by Palms. It features 7 half-gram pre-rolls consisting of premium indoor flower, according to Vogue.
Yum.
The specific strains include indica, sativa, and citrus. I can't even pronounce this correct. So,
indica's for night, sativa's for day.
According to the website, it's going to be a 7-joint pack selling for $32.
That sounds like a deal.
Sounds like a deal to me.
At locations in Nevada and California.
Oh. Unless it's really weak. You know who has really good strong stuff is Seth Rogen's company. It's only 35% and above because they only cut the top of the tree. The very top of the bud.
Is that where the most THC lives?
Yes. Spectacular. I can't remember the name of the company, but it's only in California, unfortunately.
I just have no desire to smoke
weed.
Well,
I got something for you that might change your mind in my pocket right here.
No, get out of here. Houseplants?
Maybe you can bring it to your friends.
Houseplant's
the name of Seth Rogen's company.
Great stuff, apparently.
Yeah. All right, we've got a Katie Couric update. You know that nasty tell-all book?
Mm-hmm.
We have a Katie Couric update. We'll get to that here momentarily. Man, Katie Couric went after a bunch of celebrities. Now Katie Couric's former nanny is going after her. You have got to hear what Katie Couric's former nanny is saying about her. Holy moly. That's next.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
Froggy's got a huge announcement. Froggy, of course, manages the career and tour dates of Skrizzle. And Froggy, what is the big announcement?
Well, I've been getting a lot of questions about Skrizzle coming back because it is the fall. And tomorrow he'll be back.
The fall Woo-hoo! Concert series. But also, this ties into the one-year
yes.
MJ Morning Show return anniversary week.
Tomorrow will be the first performance of the year for Skrizzle's fall concert series, and it has to do wow. with the year anniversary of the morning show.
Right. Of course, the MJ Morning Show, we celebrated yes. our first year back.
It's been a fun one.
Yep. It was Tuesday. Tuesday, October 5th was our first year anniversary as we're back here on Q105 Tampa
Hasn't Bay. A year flown by?
Skrizzle said he wanted to put a nice exclamation point on the end of that year with a nice performance, so that'll be tomorrow.
What was Skrizzle's thoughts on Justin Bieber's pre-roll joints being sold in Nevada? Is he on tour in California and Nevada? Is he going to be able to get a hold of Justin Bieber's pre-roll joints?
Dude, Skrizzle opened up for Justin in 2009. And they didn't get along at all. So it's kind of hard to talk to Skrizzle about Justin.
Really hates
he kind of used Skrizzle.
Hates him like poison?
Stole a bunch of his songs and stole his style.
Launched the career on Skrizzle's back? Is that it?
Not even cool.
Oh, I got you. All right. Katie Couric, man. I'm telling you right now, you're not going to look at Katie Couric the same way. Now, of course, was it last week, I guess, the story came out about Katie Couric's tell-all book, and now you got, like, the whole industry. She's never going to work in this town again, I'll tell you that. Didn't Gail King have Katie Couric booked to talk about the book on the CBS Morning Show? And CBS said, nope, persona non grata.
Well, of course.
Nothing. You can't show up.
I'm still perplexed as to why she would write a book like this.
You know, Michelle said the same thing.
Why is she shocking all of a sudden?
Why'd she have to do this? So
she's always supposed to be like nice girl next door. Now,
Katie Couric, she has this book coming out called Going There, and she's going to do an 11-city book tour. She talked about how she gave Ashley Banfield the cold shoulder, mocked Deborah Norville, puts down Martha Stewart.
Is there anything about Matt Lauer in here and how he used to comment on her ass all the time?
There are Matt Lauer comments in the book.
I'm going to miss that ass.
Also, she described how Prince Harry stank of cigarettes and alcohol.
Yeah, well.
How Prince Andrew cozied up to Jeffrey Epstein at a bizarre dinner, I guess, at his New York mansion. Mm,
that's not shocking news. Kind of knew that.
All right, now, a whole bunch of nastiness from Katie Couric in this book. Well, guess what? A former nanny for Katie Couric has come out and is making shocking claims about Katie Couric. Almost like, hey, glass houses. Mm-hmm. You know, glass houses.
I'm sure she's so perfect.
This former housekeeper and nanny says that it was like dealing with a teenage boy. Yes.
I got to interrupt you for a second because the nanny, Katie talked about the nanny in her book and talked about their, quote, alarmingly codependent relationship. So she was calling out the nanny in her book.
Well, the nanny is now calling Katie Couric essentially like babysitting a teenage boy, slamming her, writes that that she would wear dirty underwear and just turn it inside out.
Okay, I read that.
I've done that.
I read that and I was like, first thought is it's disgusting, but second thought is, how does the nanny know that?
Yeah, I read the same thing and thought, Katie Couric and I have so much in common.
Excuse me, this same woman that gave you a colon tour live on television. I mean, what's the big deal?
She claims that Katie Couric's late husband, he died of colon cancer, right?
Yes.
That Jay Monahan would have to push Katie Couric into the shower because she would not bathe on weekends. Also, apparently,
sweetheart, please bathe.
Apparently, that she's also she's a chronic nose picker.
Why are people so gross?
How can you be a nose picker when you're like about the age of two?
I was just doing two of those things this morning.
I know. Also,
listen to this. Would drink milk out of a carton?
Yes.
She a man child.
And oh my God. When her underwear was dirty, she would just turn it inside out and wear dirty underwear.
Oh my God, bullet point for bullet point, Katie Couric and I are the same person.
Fester is Katie Couric.
Flip your drawers, don't shower on weekends, drink milk out of the jug, pick your nose.
She's giving me strong Phil Collins vibes.
That's exactly what I said, Coop, and I emailed this to MJ.
Bye, sweetie. I got to go host the Today Show. Hang on. I got something for you.
Let's get a three-way. Fester, Katie Couric, and Phil Collins.
I mean, Phil's just going to sit in the corner and watch.
You can see the stink coming off that threesome.
My God. Be worse
like
than
Pigpen.
Be worse than Bo Paul.
Is she a booger eater? Does it go into
Fester, stop.
Or is that where we draw the line where we separate?
Stop.
That's where you two don't.
That's enough
Everybody
right there.
Everybody knows I'm a BEF. Booger-eating fool.
I told you, you'll never look at Katie Couric the same way again. Just imagine, you run into her, she's got filthy underwear on that she just turned inside out.
So do I.
She burps right in your face. God, Katie, stop burping on me.
All right, folks, I want you to have a fantastic day. Man, look at the stuff we leave on the table every single day. All right, have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Website loaded. Don't forget, MJTV posted later on today. We'll have videos of select segments from the show so you can watch us in the studio. MJTV is at MJMorningShow.com, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. You got the MJ Morning Show, Q105, and let's be careful out there.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.